The Guardian is reporting today that former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has agreed to advise Egypt's new president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, on economic reform. Egypt's economy has been a mess since the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak in the Arab Spring. But Blair's cooperation with the government is already drawing criticism because of the regime's record on human rights and press freedom. Three journalists for Al Jazeera are in prison in Egypt after being convicted of spreading false news and aiding and abetting terrorism. They were sentenced last month to between 7 and 10 years in prison. At the same time, the court sentenced five other Al Jazeera journalists in absentia to 10 years in prison, including Sue Turton, who joins us by Skype from Paxos, Greece. Sue, welcome.
No, thank you for talking to me.
Well, it's been just over a week now since the Egyptian court sentenced your colleagues to between 7 and 10 years in prison. Are you aware of anything happening behind the scenes to secure their release?
We are talking to all the main governments that have a stake, if you like, in Egypt that might have some sort of bargaining power with them. And they all promise us that they're doing absolutely everything they can. I mean, on the outside, we've seen demonstrations. And just today, the National Union of Journalists in the UK went to the Egyptian ambassador to, again, the crowd of journalists say, this is why it's important to all journalists, not just Al Jazeera. And this is why we're all standing shoulder to shoulder. So there does feel like a groundswell of support, more actually than before the verdict. I think most people who'd watched the court case from a distance had thought, well, there's no evidence. How on earth could they convict them? And expected our boys inside prison to walk free and for the sort of charges against the rest of us to be dropped. But now people have seen that's not happening. I think they've got much sort of stronger in their absolute fury that this has happened to us and really are trying all they can to do what they can to get Egypt to recognize. It's just a crazy verdict.
Are you able to communicate with your colleagues in prison?
Yes, we do manage to get people in to talk to them. What has been weekly. I'm being told that now they've been moved to a different part of the prison, it might be fortnightly, which is terrible for morale for them. But so far, when they were first convicted, obviously they were crushed because they really had believed that they were going to be set free. Just the week before, Abdullah al-Shami, who's the Al Jazeera Arabic correspondent who was on hunger strike, he was released with no charges. So it really looked like Egypt had blinked at that point, and it looked like the writing was on the wall for us. So they walked into that courtroom thinking, yes, this is going to actually be the day we get out of here. So that immediately afterwards they were in pieces, but they came back the next day saying the message to the world is we will stay strong. We believe that this verdict will either be overturned or we will be pardoned or something will happen that will make this turn around. But it's tough, you know. They're looking at long jail sentences. It's really difficult for them to even imagine that this is going to turn out right.
Well, you were, as we said, also convicted and sentenced in absentia at the same trial, even though you had left Egypt in November before the Muslim Brotherhood was even deemed a terrorist group.
Indeed. And, you know, the reason for us being on the charge sheet was mind-boggling. We just couldn't understand it. I found out I was actually in Ukraine in January, covering the crisis there. And we've all looked back at the stories we've done and really can't put our finger on why they might have picked us. There were a lot of correspondents that went in and out last year of Cairo for Al Jazeera. You know, we always cover the Egyptian situation in great detail. So we kind of looked around and said, well, why some of us and not others of us? And it's difficult to fathom, and especially because in the court case they didn't bring a single shred of evidence against me and against the other correspondents who had been tried in absentia. So it was very confusing, and it all the more points to this being a political trial and nothing to do with the reality of what we were doing on the ground.
Well, what does your sentence mean for you, given that you're not actually there in Egypt?
Kind of makes a mess of what I do for a living. I cover conflict zones, war zones, a lot of the time for Al Jazeera, as well as doing quite a lot of anchoring. But for the travel side of things, we're now being warned that we shouldn't go to the African Union countries because, you know, just weeks ago, that the African Union welcomed Egypt back into the fold, having frozen its membership for many months because of the unrest there. And they kind of have a tacit agreement that if you are accused of something or indeed found guilty of something as very severe as terrorism offences, then they're beholden on each country to pass you over to the relevant authorities wherever you're sentenced. So Africa's off limits. And there are quite a few Middle Eastern countries very much backing Egypt. I'm thinking of the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia. So I've been warned, again, it's a small risk, but it wouldn't be worth me going into those countries. But the other question is whether Egypt decides to go to Interpol to push for an arrest warrant. Egypt has used that tool before in the past when they've chased people down. We've heard NGOs calling for Interpol to recognise that this is political, this is nothing to do with real crime, and we're hoping that that sort of Interpol will hold the line, if you like, and won't suddenly start informing police forces all over the world that we, you know, we are convicted terrorists and there is an arrest warrant out for us. But it's a worry.
Well, as someone who has reported from Egypt, and Egypt, we should remember, long before the Arab Spring, was considered a crown jewel of the Arab world. What do you think might happen in Egypt to turn the tide a bit, at least so that press freedoms are not being infringed upon in this way?
I think the only way that this can turn around is if the new president, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, and his government recognize the damage that this whole court case, and indeed the way they're rounding up anybody that disagrees with them and putting them in jail, anybody that supported the Muslim Brotherhood before the coup has been rounded up and put in jail. It's doing so much damage to Egypt's reputation. And right now, we should remember that Egypt's economy is in a mess and its tourism industry is flatlining. So really, it is time for that country to start recovering from what has been 3 years of revolution, uprising, and then coup. You know, it's been tough for Egyptians. But our message would be, show you're getting your house in order, show you that you're a civilized society that's recognizing how important it is that you recognize freedom of speech and freedom of the press. And then people might start thinking, okay, this is Egypt, the new Egypt moving forwards. I mean, even though they've convicted me of terrorism offences, I adore the country. It's fabulous. I spend a lot of time there, and the Egyptian people are an amazing bunch of people. You know, great sense of humour, just very welcoming. But at the moment, I think they stand on the edge of going one way or the other way. And I, you know, very much hope that the authorities recognise you've got to go move forwards and progress instead of going backwards to what was the Hosni Mubarak era.
Would you go back to Egypt as a journalist?
Right now, if I went back right now, I would be put in prison and I'd be there, well, they would say, for 10 years. If it's all cleared up, do you know what? I probably wouldn't. It's been a harsh thing to go through, but it's even more harsh for me to watch my three colleagues and friends, actually, in a cage in a courtroom, treated like criminals when all they did was journalism. So I think for me, there won't be a trip back to the pyramids.
That's Sue Turton, a correspondent for Al Jazeera, who was recently sentenced in absentia to 10 years in prison by an Egyptian court, along with several colleagues, three of whom are in prison in Egypt. Sue, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for keeping this in the media spotlight.